please do not come to the United States. We are not the same country. It is not safe here anymore. They can pull you off the street. They can detain you. They'll do God knows what to you. They're doing it to our own citizens. They will do it to you. Please do not support American products. Don't buy American. Don't vacation here. I'm very sorry to say this, and I want to apologize on behalf of all rational Americans in this country who are fighting Trump tooth and nail with everything we have. We're sorry.
We are seeing a massive shift in how the globe interacts with America. And the results are empty hotel lobbies, canceled flights, and a tourism industry that is screaming for help. This isn't just about politics anymore. It is about the livelihood of everyday Americans who depend on the global economy and how people in other countries view American society and its citizens.
Tourism is way down. And why? Because people come over on vacation and they get locked up for 4 or 5 damn days for no damn reason, and then they get let go. Oh, sorry, I thought you were somebody else. That's who's running the country right now. That's how America is treating people coming over who love this country and just want to come over and visit it. That's how we're treating them.
I think most of the world, if you say, hey, we're going to take a vacation to America, they will say, don't get shot.
Sure, yeah.
There are 154 countries right now. 153 of them can be celebrating this year because they've had a substantial increase in visitors from foreign countries and tourism. The one country out of the 154 that's had a decrease, the only country that's had a decrease, the United States of America. We've had 8 consecutive months of a decline in foreign visitors and tourists, and the numbers are staggering. Over 7% over last year, down. That's a revenue shortfall of over $41 billion. By the way, that's $41 billion. That's revenue that can't be recouped. That's not just airlines and hotels. That's everything from restaurants and retail and dry cleaners and theme parks and you name it that are hurting because of this. And will it get better right now for the United States? Right now, I'd have to say in the short term, probably not. It's going to get worse.
They are not lying about Vegas being dead, y'all. I'm a waitress on the Strip, and last year around this time, I made like $300 to $500 a day in tips. And today, I just walked home with $124.
So, came to Las Vegas for the first time, me and my friends, because we all turned 60. This is a freaking ghost town. I created content about how the travel industry is being hit, especially Las Vegas. This place is a ghost town. There are restaurants inside of all these gorgeous hotels. The doors are shut. I hopped into a Lyft because I don't use Uber. Don't use Uber, you guys. And the Lyft driver, I asked how he was doing, and he said, okay, but, you know, business is really tough right now because there's not that many tourists, as many tourists coming in needing an Uber or a Lyft. And I said, is this what you do for a living normally? And he said, no, I'm a real estate agent, but everybody in real estate right now is suffering. And all of us agree, nothing's going to get better until we have a change in administration. He came right out and said it. So he's like, I had to get this side gig. When I was departing from my airport, it's a Delta hub, meaning there are something like over 200 gates. And there was a time just a couple years ago when all those gates had Delta airplanes in them. There were, I counted, at least 40 gates that were literally shuttered, not even being used, snowed in, idle storage at those gates. We're being really distracted, but this Trump administration, Republicans are tanking our economy. I can't stress it enough.
I think that the damage done to the United States' reputation as a safe country to be in and to visit by this administration is going to last decades, unless something really drastic is done by the subsequent administration.
Visitors are even being told by their home countries to take their vacations and money elsewhere.
Do you feel like your friends and family feel comfortable traveling there?
No. Nobody I know back in England or here.
And then the police can take them and just take them to a country outside the States, and then they're not a protected citizen anymore.
Horror stories are emerging of treatment at the border, with one story so shocking it's got many asking if America is still safe.
I think the atmosphere is changing there, so I would prefer we'll go there. I'd probably stay in Europe.
So United States tourism is plummeting in the billions. Billions of dollars, that is. And you know how folks often tell international communities how much they need our tourism dollars? A lot of Americans forget that their own cities thrive off of tourism. In 2023 alone, the United States travel and tourism market contributed to $2.36 trillion. And the cities and states that rely heavily on hotel taxes, sales taxes, and other tourism-related fees, less tourism for you means less funding in education, transit, and infrastructure in your city or state.
Did you know that many countries around the world have travel advisories against coming to the U.S.? It is considered unsafe to set foot in the U.S. Many countries are actively warning their citizens not to travel here for as long as Donald Trump is in charge. Due to our lack of freedoms, the United States is no longer considered a first world country. We can't afford health care, we have excessive gun violence and school shootings, and we are deporting people all day, every day, for no reason at all. People are being detained and brutalized. U.S. citizens, our own citizens. So it should come as no surprise that people all over the world wouldn't dream of setting foot in our country.
If you're planning your next holiday, there are a lot of places to choose from, but one that is falling out of fashion is the US. Since Donald Trump took office, America has reported a dramatic drop in the number of international tourists, and it's impacting the country's bottom line. In the usually warm month of June, tourist arrivals remained frosty, falling 6%. It continued a trend that has seen a decline in visitor numbers year on year since the start of 2025. The biggest drop-off has been visits from Canada, with the northern neighbours deterred by Trump's tariffs and continued threats to make their country the 51st state. Europe is also looking elsewhere, with a number of French, Swiss and Dutch tourists dropping, while Scandinavian nations are punishing the US for Trump's talk about getting Greenland.
Sending memes might not be so funny anymore, at least for travelers looking to visit the US. The Trump administration says it could soon require visitors to submit 5 years of social media history. And if they find something they don't like, you could be barred from entering. Currently, citizens from countries participating in the visa waiver program, including the UK, Germany and Australia, must register online and pay $40 before they're OK to travel to the United States for up to 90 days. But according to the federal registrar, the new rule would not only require applicants to share their social media, but undergo a more detailed examination of their history, including the names of family members and where they live, and a selfie of themselves.
The U.S. lost $12 billion of tourism revenue last year. Canadians, Mexicans, Europeans, all boycotting Trump and ICE.
New rule, if you don't like America, you're not welcome. Yeah, if you don't like America, there is no reason for you to come here. You don't need to pack your bags from your country that's better than ours and move to America, because we have nothing to offer you.
I'm an American that's been living in Amsterdam for about 8 years now. I'm completely integrated. My partner is Dutch, which is why I moved out here. I speak the language. I've got primarily Dutch friends. And here are some of the reasons why I have found that the Dutch, particularly, don't like American. So the Dutch mentality is all about nuchterheid, is the word that they use. And it's about being down to earth. It's about being level-headed. It's about being just like everybody else. Nobody is better than anybody else. And if you look at the American mentality, it's completely the opposite. It's about trying to be better than everybody else, trying to be the star, trying your hardest to be something. They find that type of mentality completely rude, dishonest, and, how they like to call it, fake. The second biggest reason is because Americans are brought up with the idea that America is better than everybody else, this savior complex that they saved everybody, they are the example, and that couldn't be further from the truth. If you look at things like gun control, healthcare, safety, equality, I mean, the US is the worst. Not admitting to that is something that they completely hate. And lastly, I don't know why, but there is this view that Americans are dumb. We are just dumb to them. I think that's something we're never going to be able to change. They're always just going to view the American mentality, the American mindset as just dumb. After 8 years living here, I can safely say that I totally agree with the Dutch mentality and I share their view on us Americans, sadly. As much as I love my American friends and my American family, I don't love my country and I only saw freedom and opportunity until I left.
The America magic, the America dream, the spell that they're all under, they don't care anymore. Nobody wants to go to America. Even my assistant who lives in Pakistan, he was saying how it was his goal for a long time to save up money and move to America. And he doesn't even want to go now. Why? Chill. Stay in Pakistan. He'll be the most baller, big chilling guy in Pakistan working with me. And if he moves to, you know, America with his wage, he's going to be on food stamps. Not literally. I pay him well, but you know what I'm saying.
A lot of travel is down into the United States from around the world. It feels like there's been reputational damage.
He's doing great. Well, prices are down.
Not the tourism.
Gasoline's down. Energy's down. Tourism is going to be way up. Wait till you see the numbers. The tourism is way up.
I know.
Now, Canada, tourism's doing very well. We're doing very well. Wait till you see the real numbers come out in about... In 6 months from now, wait till you see the numbers.
Is anybody else absolutely 100% not going to the U.S.? Like, I wouldn't go to Nazi Germany, so I'm not going to the U.S. Anybody else? Anybody else like, yeah, I'm good. They got nice deals down there in Las Vegas. You know, it's a quick flight from here in Vancouver, but I'm good. I'll head over to Greenland, check out Greenland for a bit, but definitely not the U.S. Not right now. Sorry, guys. No.
Germany is asking its citizens not to go to the U.S. Do you guys... Germany is saying, for anybody who's not mad about that, that's probably because you don't have family in Germany. The rest of us have family in other countries. So we are now living in the land of the free, but also can't see anybody outside of the land of the free.
One of the many reasons I will never ever move to America. Forget gun crime for a moment. Biggest thing on the rise right now. Death by ICE agent. The amount of terrified citizens in America right now. We think we've got immigration issues over here. I mean, at least we're not murdering them.
We are seeing a massive shift in how the globe interacts with America. And the results are empty hotel lobbies, canceled flights, and a tourism industry that is screaming for help. This isn't just about politics anymore. It is about the livelihood of everyday Americans who depend on the global economy, and how people in other countries view American society and its citizens.
We don't really want to spend our money in a country that is undertaking certain actions within the world, that's destabilizing the world, and likely undertaking illegal activity onto other countries.
We've certainly curtailed our plans to visit the United States and buy goods from that country.
Do you have any plans to go to the States in this?
No. No, I do not. I wouldn't want to. I think it's challenging to go back there now. There's too many questions, searching your phones, asking what you're doing. You know, it's just not worth the hassle. It's intimidating crossing the border. Whether you're, you know, even when you don't have anything to be worried or intimidated about, it can be stressful.
It's kind of scary. With all the news I'm hearing and everything, I am an international student, so I do have, like, get a visa and then go in there. So there's, like, a lot of things I have to do before I travel to the U.S. And then if I get to the U.S., there might be, like, other problems there as well. So I just... trying to be safe.
I moved to the United States in the early 90s, and then I just moved back here just this last summer. I didn't like the politics. I didn't like a lot of the changes in the regulations and stuff, and it just felt safer to be back in Canada.
I have kids and grandkids, and they changed their mind about going to Disney because my daughter says, I absolutely refuse to go to the States. She doesn't feel safe. I hate to point out Trump, but it's one of the obvious reasons. If the politics changes in the States, for sure, I think we would go back.
Latest political action with going over to Venezuela, it's just like, what? What's next, you know? And so you don't know, I mean, because that was very unexpected, it seems like. So, you know, who knows?
Very unstable. You know, an instability in any country with politics makes you question whether you would go there and take children or your grandkids there. You know, it wouldn't be a wise choice.
I don't want to get down there and not be able to get back.
To be honest, it's put me off going to America. You know, I don't like his policies. I don't like the way he thinks.
Yeah.
All the stuff going on with ICE, I don't like any of that.
Yeah.
Not a fan of any of it, to be honest. I did plan a trip. I was thinking of going to New York with my brother, you know, before the latest election.
Right.
And honestly, it's put me off.
Yeah.
You know, I'm brown, so
right.
it's not...
right.
Yeah, yeah, it's not great. Yeah, I don't want to go there. Exactly,
sure.
yeah. I feel like I'd rather not give money to a... Not a regime, but, you know,
right.
to a country that I'm not a big fan of.
So I just got back after 10 weeks being in Italy, and there was one common thread that kept coming up every time I spoke to anybody and told them that I was from the United States. Everyone. Italians, Germans, Danes, French. They're all afraid to even visit the United States. They all really think they're going to be deported the minute they land. People will say, I want to visit America. I've always dreamt about going to visit America. But then the next thing people say is, I wouldn't want to go to the United States right now. I'm afraid to visit. My immediate reaction was always, that's crazy. Of course you can visit the United States. They're just going after the illegals. We're getting a lot of news about various different ICE raids, people being rounded up where they're being rounded up. That's not the news the Europeans are getting. What they're getting is when a European traveler is having a problem at the border, that then makes the news all around Europe. This is Jessica Brioche. She was held for 46 days, including a reported 9 days in solitary confinement due to tattoo equipment in her possession. This is Lucas. He was 22 days into a 90-day tourist permit. Now, he's got a language barrier. He incorrectly answered a question and they detained him. Here is Fabian Schmidt. This is a permanent U.S. resident. He was stripped and placed in a cold shower despite renewing his legal permanent resident status in 2024 and having no active legal issues. Here's a British national, Rebecca Burke, 28-year-old Welsh backpacker. She was held for 19 days in an ICE detention facility. They're hearing story after story. It turns out it's true. Story after story after story of Europeans actually being detained at the border.
What's the biggest problem about the 2026 World Cup?
That it's being hosted in America, being in the United States.
That it's in America.
Oh, because it's in America.
So I don't know about you guys, but me as a European, I'm pretty scared of traveling to the US. I was thinking about going to the World Cup, but that's not an option. Like, chances are pretty high that I'm gonna die. Killed by ICE. Like, what we are seeing currently in the US, the last 2 weeks, what happened in Minnesota, this literally feels like Nazi Germany. If they kill US citizens, then what are they gonna do to foreigners? Especially so freaking many that are planning on going to see the World Cup games. Yeah, I don't know. This is... What the fuck is happening in the US, man?
Here are some things that people are saying about us. Australia has now deemed us unsafe to travel. In Norway, they are constantly talking about America and how we have the parallels to World War II and how our societal progression is constantly backpedaling. Germany has actually made an opera making fun of Trump. The UK is also deeming us unsafe to travel to because they believe that we are headed towards a Holocaust. Kim Jong-un believes that we have gone too far. Yes, the leader of North Korea believes that we are going too far. Even Switzerland has now chosen a side. They are finally speaking up. And if it is that bad that Switzerland officially chooses a side, that's how you know it's bad.
Do not come. Do not come.
So y'all know them travel advisory reports that the United States loves to push out, basically telling us to not go to certain places because they're violent or it's not safe. Yeah, so the Department of Commerce has now issued a report showing a growing list of countries advising their citizens to not come to the United States, to not come and visit the United States. Yeah, now we are not the safe country.
Do not travel to the US right now. This is literally what every single video on my For You page is telling me to do, or what not to do rather, but I literally have flights booked for May. And no, not for leisure. I mean, I guess kind of. But basically my mum lives in America. And I literally said to her about a month ago when we booked my flights, I said to her, I'm really, really, really not comfortable with coming. I don't feel good right now about the US. I really don't want to be there, to be honest. And then I also said to her, I've been seeing videos, and not very many, but a few videos about tourists getting like detained. I also spoke to her about the fact that green card holders were getting detained, but she sort of put like an end to my nerves and said, you know, like, I really want you to come, like, I want you to see my new flat, like that kind of thing. And I felt really bad, obviously, because I want to go and see my mum and I want to go and like see her life and whatever. But I had a big old conversation with her where I was like, I don't feel safe. Like, I truly, truly do not feel safe there. And if I were to be safe there when I was traveling, it would be because of privilege, and that makes me feel sick. And now my entire For You page is Americans saying stay the fuck out of the US because they are literally detaining and questioning tourists now. And more than that, they are checking their social media.
So I've canceled my next trip to the United States. I was looking forward to it as well, like going to Boston, New England, beautiful places, lovely people. In fact, I even have both friends and actually some relatives in Maine, but I've canceled it because ICE or whatever the hell it is detaining people. I mean, they detained a young Canadian for 10 days. They apparently arrested a bunch of Germans recently. They're going through people's phones. Like, this is meant to be you. The United States is meant to be the beacon of democracy and freedom and so forth. Well, it is anything but. This is what fascism actually looks like.
Do not travel to America. Do not travel to America for the next 4 years. Especially as a black or brown person. You do not want to get caught up in Trump's deportations. I'm sure by now you've heard of the German and UK tourists who were arrested by ICE and detained for days. Allegedly, the German tourists were chained. You do not want that to be your story, especially if you have taken your family on holiday with you. We already know that Trump has a checkered history with racism, and he's managed to infect a large proportion of that country. Do not spend your hard-earned money on a country that does not appreciate you as a black or brown person.
Please do not come to the United States. We are not the same country. It is not safe here anymore. They can pull you off the street. They can detain you. They'll do God knows what to you. They're doing it to our own citizens. They will do it to you. Please do not support American products. Don't buy American. Don't vacation here. I'm very sorry to say this, and I want to apologize on behalf of all rational Americans in this country who are fighting Trump tooth and nail with everything we have. We're sorry. We're doing the best we can to get rid of this guy. And all his crooked cronies, but we're having a very difficult time doing it. We handed him the keys. An ignorant populace handed him the keys to this kingdom, and we're finding it very difficult to slow him down, frankly. I think America's done. I hate to say that, but I don't know how much we can do to slow this guy down. We're trying very hard. Please don't support us anymore. And to my government, my friends in government all over the world who we dealt with in business and for so many years, you guys were so good to us all over the place. You know, France, Australia, the United Kingdom, of course, Canada, of course, Mexico, you know, Costa Rica, Panama, all over Asia. You know, you guys have been wonderful partners to us for years. I'm so sorry Trump is treating you like dirt. Don't expect anything better from him in the future. He's a tyrant. He wants to be a dictator, and frankly, he's turning into one very quickly.
Do you see any checks on your power on the world stage? Is there anything that could stop you if you wanted to?
Yeah, there's one thing. My own morality, my own mind, it's the only thing that can stop.
And, not international law.
And that's
law.
Very good. I don't need international law. I'm not looking to hurt.
Again, we're having a hard time slowing him down. I'm sorry to say that. Please don't trust this guy. If you're working in government, he makes you a promise. His promise is worth nothing. I've known this guy for 30 years. His word is worthless. And that goes for all of his crooked cronies in our GOP that are supporting him. Do not trust this guy. Do not trust. The reason I'm telling you this right now, if you're wondering, is because I'm getting out to a couple million people on social media a week now. And he's going to shut me down. He's shutting friends of mine down. He's threatening my friends that have millions and millions of viewers on social media, that are rational thinking people. He's threatening them within an inch of their life. He's going after them for taxes. He's going after them for any way he can. And I'm afraid it's going to continue, and I won't be able to say this. So I'm saying it now. Do not trust anything American at this point. We are not the same country. I don't know that we ever will be. Again, apologies from America. You guys have been so great to us, and we're so sorry.
This situation is developing fast, and frustration is only getting worse with tourism. Where do you stand on this? Is the world being unfair, or is this a wake-up call to America? If this video resonated with you, please like, comment, and share. Subscribe for more in-depth stories and check out the video on the screen to watch more videos about what's happening in America.